The South Dakota Department of Public Safety has stopped releasing the names of people killed or injured in traffic accidents, at least for now. The department instigated this rule in response to the new amendment to the state constitution that spells out the rights of crime victims. Included are rights to privacy and to prevent the release of certain information. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Victoria Wicks has this report.
Over the weekend, two people were killed in a one-vehicle crash near Highmore. The driver was a 30-year-old woman, and the passenger was a 39-year-old man. The Highway Patrol is investigating, but even when the investigation is done, the names of the deceased won't be released. Previously, law enforcement would post accident victims' names after notifying their next of kin. Tony Mangan is Public Information Officer with the Department of Public Safety. He says this policy is in effect until state officials can sort out how far the victim's amendment reaches.
What is being discussed at this point within state government by legal counsel is, what does that mean as far as protection of victims? What can we give out and what can we not release?
Mangan says DPS will provide all other information about fatal or injury-related crashes, just not the names. He says DPS has also suspended the accident records website maintained by the Office of Highway Safety. Mangan says DPS employees have always tried to meet requests for information from citizens and news outlets, but the amendment to the state constitution has forced officials to re-examine those practices. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.